Good afternoon. My name is John Snyder, and it is my pleasure today to present to you my research on the effects of heat stress on pollen tube growth, carbohydrate metabolism, and energy levels in cotton pistils. I'd like to start with a brief introduction on the importance of cotton, upland cotton, Gossypium hirsutum specifically. It is the most important fiber crop plant in the world. Hirsutum is responsible for over 90% of world cotton production, with over 100 million bales of cotton produced worldwide in 2008. Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about the reproductive development of cotton, primarily flowering, which is a critical event in the overall development of the reproductive tissues. The flower opens as a white flower at dawn, and pollination occurs within a few hours, whereas fertilization does not occur until 12 or more hours later. Successful pollen tube growth through the style and fertilization of the ovule is a prerequisite for embryo development and seed formation. And because those seeds and the associated fibers are the basic components of yield in cotton, any factor that negatively impacts pollen tube growth will adversely affect yield. Now, I'd like to emphasize the importance of the subtending leaf. We see an image here of a square flower and boll on a sympodial branch. And I'd like to point out that developing cotton bolls obtain approximately 60% of their total carbohydrate from adjacent subtending leaves. Year-to-year variability in yield is a major concern for U.S. cotton farmers. We see a steadily increasing trend in yields, although from one year to the next, the difference can be quite extreme. This variability can be partially explained by a correlation between high temperature and low yields. Some optimal temperatures for cotton. For in vitro pollen tube growth, the optimal temperature range of 28 to 32 degrees Celsius. For boll development and fruit retention, the optimal day temperature is 30 degrees Celsius. And for photosynthesis is 33 degrees. So the problem is that the maximum temperatures observed during a typical summer day during the flowering period in the Mississippi River Delta and other cotton-growing regions often exceed 38 degrees Celsius. Now, those temperatures often occur in the afternoon, and pollination and germination occurs between 7 and 11 o'clock, suggesting that high temperature limitations to pollen tube growth in vivo are likely due to stress-induced changes in the pistil. Pollen tube growth through the style depends on readily available carbohydrate reserves supplied by the female gametophyte, and heat stress reduces carbohydrate allocation to developing sinks, such as the flowers, by decreasing photosynthesis of source leaves, increasing dark respiration and photorespiration, and decreasing carbohydrate translocation due to callose deposition in the sieve plates. The objectives of this study were to measure the effects of high day temperature on pollen tube growth, soluble carbohydrate content, and energy levels of cotton pistils, and to measure the effects of high day temperature on subtending leaf physiology. We hypothesized that high day temperature would decrease soluble carbohydrate supply and energy status in the pistil due to decreased source leaf activity. Our experimental design. The experiments were initiated in January and repeated in April of 2008 for a total of two experiments. The cotton cultivar ST4554 B2RF was planted in 2-liter pots in two walk-in growth chambers under a 12-hour photo period and 70% relative humidity. The temperature treatments. We had a control or optimal temperature regime consisting of a 30-20 degrees Celsius day-night temperature regime throughout the growing period, and a high temperature treatment, which was a 38-20 degrees Celsius day-night temperature regime imposed at 1 week prior to flowering and maintained throughout the collection period. The sampling protocol. White flowers were sampled from the first sympodial position between nodes 5 and 10 at midday for biochemical measurements, And flowers were tagged at flower opening and collected 24 hours later for anatomical comparisons. Leaves subtending open flowers were sampled immediately prior to removal of the adjacent pistil. For anatomical measurements, UV microscopy was employed. The pistils were harvested 24 hours after anthesis, fixed in FAA for 1 week. They were then excised from the ovary, cleared and softened for 72 hours in 1 normal sodium hydroxide, and then the ovules were squashed and stained for 6 hours in aniline blue. Pollen tubes could then be clearly distinguished using UV microscopy. As we see in image A and image B, image A is an image of a heat-stressed ovule, and B is an image of an ovule from a pistil grown under optimal temperature conditions. We see with the single arrows the micropyle region with the pollen tube penetrating, and we see with the double arrows a callus deposit positioned in the pollen tube between the micropyle and the embryo sac. The measurements were the total number of ovules, fertilized ovules, and pollen tube to ovule ratio for each pistil. Soluble carbohydrates were quantified at 340 nanometers using a microplate reader and glucose assay reagent after all soluble carbohydrates in the sample extract had been enzymatically converted to glucose. ATP was quantified using the Firefly luciferase assay, where light production by luciferase is directly proportional to ATP content in the sample extract and is measured using a luminometer. For leaf measurements, chlorophyll content was measured using the spectrophotometer. Photosynthesis and conductance was measured using the LI6200 portable photosynthesis system, and quantum yield was measured using a fluorometer. Anatomical and biochemical parameters of cotton plants grown under high and optimal day temperature conditions were compared using student's t-test at an alpha level of 0.05, 15 replications for pistils, and 42 replications for leaves. So some anatomical data. I'm going to set up the x-axis for this first figure, and all subsequent figures will have the same setup on the x-axis. In figure 1, we have on the left a 30-20 day-night temperature regime, or the optimal temperature regime. On the right, we have a 38-20 or high temperature regime. And on the y-axis, we have the total number of ovules in the cotton pistil. And so we see that heat stress caused a significant reduction in the number of ovules per ovary. In figure 2, on the y-axis, we have the number of fertilized ovules per ovary, or our potential seeds. We see a significant decline in the number of fertilized ovules per ovary under heat stress. For figure 3, on the y-axis, we have the pollen tube to ovule ratio, or our estimate of pollen tube growth, and we see that it also declines significantly under heat stress. Biochemical measurements, soluble carbohydrate content in figure 4, we see declined significantly, as did ATP content, as we see in figure 5. Figure 6, on the y-axis, we have photosynthesis, and we see a significant decline in photosynthesis. But in contrast, in figure 7, on the y-axis, we have stomatal conductance, and it showed a 2-fold increase under high temperature. Figure 8, total chlorophyll content, we see declined significantly. And in figure 9, we see that maximum quantum yield declined significantly. Figure 10 is the ATP content and of leaves, and we see no significant difference in the leaves, those exposed to high temperature or optimal day temperature conditions. So an overall summary, the arrow direction indicates a positive or negative effect relative to the other temperature regime, and I'm going to simply present the results of the high day temperature. In the flowers, pollen tube growth, ovule number, pistil ATP, and soluble carbohydrate content declined with heat stress. In the leaves, photosynthesis declined, conductance increased, chlorophyll content and quantum yield declined, and ATP content remained unchanged. We conclude that decreased in vivo pollen tube growth was the major cause of low reproductive success, as evidenced by a greater decline in the pollen tube to ovule ratio than in the ovule to ovary ratio. And that decreased carbon fixation by subtending leaves, decreased source leaf strength, and reduced soluble carbohydrate allocation to developing flowers. Because the pollen tube growth declined concomitantly with carbohydrate and ATP content in cotton pistils, we conclude that the energy requirements of growing pollen tubes cannot be sufficiently met under heat stress. Our conclusions are further substantiated by the fact that Arabidopsis mutants exhibiting thermostable photosynthesis also yield a much higher number of seed under heat stress than thermosensitive variants. All of this indicates that protection of the photosynthetic apparatus in cotton under heat, under high temperature may be an important method for decreasing year-to-year variability in yield. With that, I'd like to acknowledge everyone who has participated and supported this project, and I will be happy to entertain any questions that you may have. Yes? I agree, and much of the work has been done in vitro, and that's correct, and that's because they don't produce heat shock proteins, that don't have this heat shock response. But as I mentioned earlier, the pollination event occurs in the morning when I don't expect it to be extremely hot, really, and it's growing through the style, through that meristematic tissue of the styler tract. So I believe there is an interaction there. It does depend on the carbohydrate supply also in the pistil and what's going on there. So there's more to it than just carbohydrate content, but I do believe that is one factor.
Any more questions for Mr. Snyder? Okay. Appreciate it. Thanks.